Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Did you push the button?
He pushed the button.
You ruined the surprise.
This pie tastes like cake, don't it? It's Pi Day. We're recording this on Pi Day. You won't hear this on Pi Day because that's not how we roll. But I hear there's a Pi song.
Crap.
Break it on down.
No, that's the crap song. We did that on episode 200.
We didn't really sing it. You wouldn't let me.
I'm not really a singer, but I'll give it a go.
Cool. Make a joyful noise.
Pi, pi, me oh my. Nothing tastes sweeter when it's salty and dry. Apple, pumpkin, lemon at the bottom. Come to your place every day if you got them. Pie, me oh my, I love pie.
All right.
Happy Pie Day.
Happy Pie Day.
Snaps to the mic.
That was awesome.
That was fun.
That's our guest. Our guest sang. Carol. Say,
perhaps we should introduce our guests while they're singing.
Yes. Or while they're eating pie.
While we're eating pie.
We are eating chocolate pie.
Chocolate Yay. Pie.
Which we bought for $3.14 because 3.14.
Yay.
Did you buy it at 1:59 p.m.?
No.
Damn it.
That would have been better. I actually had it delivered to the office, which, you know, the guy was like, well, because I bought into a Groupon for Shipt, S-H-I-P-T.
Okay.
And I hadn't had them deliver yet, but yeah. It was free, so no minimum. And I was like, I want pie. So I ordered a couple other things.
Door-to-door pie.
Yeah, but the guy was like texting me as he's filling my order, and he's like, it looks like I'm delivering to an office. And I'm like, yes, I am feeding my coworkers pie. And so he's like, oh, that sounds good. I should work at your office. And I'm like, no, you should give me my order. Yes, so we have Callist Cosplay and Joran Cosplay, no relation.
No. Hello.
And they are here to talk to us about AspieCon, but we are also talking about pie. I did serve the pie at 3:14.
Excellent.
P.M.
That's lovely.
I ran out of a training that was on a recording loop and said, all right, everybody, eat the pie now because I have to go back in the training room.
This is in memory of Stephen Hawking. Eat it now.
I know.
Yeah.
And then I had to fill gas on the way home. And
okay.
I misheard her. I heard feel gas.
I had to fill up my gas tank. Yeah. I had to fill up my gas tank on the way home. And I always reset my tripometer so that I can see how far. I got
right.
On the gallon. And it said my average mile per gallon was 31.4. I was almost going to take a picture. And I'm like,
that's
I feel like this is a little too much info
and
the little things that make me giddy in my life. Mm-hmm. But 31.4. So it was cool.
Nice.
So our guests.
That's awesome.
I said they're from AspieCon and we're all eating pie. And, you know, I mean, Joran already kind of, you know, sang us a song.
She did the pie song.
Everything. And Callista's got pie that she's eating, so yeah. I was trying to give them
a chance to swallow. We're so good.
So,
oh my gosh.
So, this is AspieCon's second year.
It is.
Well,
we're incredibly excited.
And Jordan, it's on my birthday.
Oh,
is it really?
And I'm going to be
happy
there.
Early
so
birthday.
Yay.
One month to go.
That's wonderful. Yeah. It is.
Well,
it's one
it'll
month.
Be like 2 weeks by the time this comes on, but
well
there you go.
But we're really excited about it. So Joran and I were both part of AspieCon last year and helped with some of the planning and organizing too. So it's a really lovely thing to not just guest, but to also be like part of behind the scenes to get the con up and running. Had a blast. So yeah, we're excited for year two.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm really excited.
So for people not familiar with what AspieCon is, why don't you explain what it's about and sure. what the purpose is.
Yeah, sure. You wanna take this one, Jordan?
Sure. Yeah. So AspieCon is like all the awesome parts of a comic book convention or pop culture convention yeah. combined with a resource fair for people and their families on the Asperger's and autism spectrum.
Yay!
So Asperger's is usually abbreviated Aspie, and we were like, oh, AspieCon, that'll be great. So we have panels that are like fun panels of like D&D and cosplay and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. then we also have resource panels for our the parents of our yep. kiddos and
parenting your Aspie, you know. Or cool. Ask the Experts. And mm-hmm. we'll have several clinicians and psychologists on that particular panel where it's just an open Q&A. If you've got questions, mm-hmm. they are happy to answer them for you. But yeah, we have a really good time. This particular project is near and dear to my heart. I'm on the spectrum, so I'm an Asper girl. That's what we call we females on the spectrum. Yay! And one of the things that really that we wanted to do is we wanted to get to celebrate all of those things that guys and gals of all ages on the spectrum really get into. We have we're wonderful geeks, like. And we all have our geeky things. Some of yeah. it's history. Some of it's sports statistics. For me, it's comic books and cosplay. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to share that with each other and to have a community where you can connect and get those resources you need while also checking out some really fun stuff.
And you do have some additional aspects to the con that may be a little different for somebody who is on the spectrum and maybe mm-hmm. concerned, like quiet zones, didn't you have?
We do. We've got a cool down tent area, and that's a place that if it's a little oversensory or a little overstimulating mm-hmm. for you while you're there at the event, it's a nice quiet and peaceful space that you can kind of get a little breather and practice yeah. some mindfulness, mm-hmm. which is really a lovely thing.
I think in addition to that, this year we're going to have one of our clinicians is leading yoga there as well.
Oh my gosh.
And so doing like some mindful breathing and stretching and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And we're also going to have sort of a book nook area.
So
so that you can sit down and read yeah. and relax. And yeah, it's going to be great.
So we're excited.
Yeah. So how many people did you have last year at your first AspieCon?
At our first year, we were actually really excited. We had more than 300 people come. And wow. it's, yeah, we were incredibly excited by that. And this year we're expanding our con and we're bringing in some more fun and neat things. For example, we will have the Ecto-1. Ecto-1 will be there. We'll have a character meet and greet. And we have the characters that you'll be seeing there are superheroes, but they are also members of the Heroes Alliance. And so they do a lot of really great charitable works in their communities.
Something really awesome this year is School of Rock. Charlotte is going to be doing two sets.
Oh boy.
They do, yeah, I know.
With their house band. We're super excited.
And then they do what they call a petting zoo, where the kids get to come up and touch the instruments and try them. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really neat approach. And they've really been excited because, you know, a lot of Aspies are really into music, and music therapy is a great way to mm-hmm. sort of reach people that don't necessarily know how to communicate well.
Yeah,
Music's universal.
Sort of, yeah, it bridges that gap. And so we're really excited to have them. It's going to be awesome.
Yay. That's very exciting. Yeah.
And this is a one-day convention, correct?
It is. So it's on Saturday, April the 14th from 9:30 until 4 o'clock. And it's at the Queens Sports Complex on Tivola Road in the South Park area. Uh-huh.
Last year you had some Friday night events, did you not?
We did. This year we're putting all of the fun on one day.
Which is sometimes a little less, you know, I'm not going to say less stressful, but at least it's more consolidated stress.
We have concentrated the fun.
Area.
We have concentrated
focused
the fun.
Fun
yeah. Focused fun.
That sounds like us.
This is Campbell's soup. Add milk to expand. So.
Just add attendees.
Well, and definitely last year when you were on mm-hmm. on our podcast to talk about it, we had a lot of people that, you know, by the time you were on there, their schedules hadn't met,
right.
but they were definitely interested in this year.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I would be surprised if it doesn't explode just a little bit more this year.
We're really excited about that possibility. We've had the website up and running and continually being updated.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, courtesy of somebody who's learning WordPress to make that happen. Not that Joran's pointing at me right now. We're constantly updating what our activities are. I just started getting more information about our panels and panel times, so that will be up. Wow. Certainly by the time your listeners are hearing this, everybody will know what we've got going on. We're also incredibly active on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So if you're looking for us on Facebook and Twitter, we're at AspieCon, A-S-P-I-E-C-O-N. And on Instagram, add C-L-T to the end of it, AspieCon Charlotte.
Excellent.
That's awesome. So what's ticket prices running right now?
So if you purchase them online in advance, it is a discounted ticket. So it's $15 for adults and $5 for kiddos. At the door, it's $20 for adults and still $5 for kids, because we really want to encourage people to bring their kids with them.
And kids is 12 and under?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's kids under 12. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. So, and you also talked a little more about being an Aspie girl.
I did.
Recently at TEDx Charlotte. I did. And you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
I'm so proud.
Yes.
Jordan, you're like best work wife.
I know.
So supportive. Being able to talk about that experience, because I do a lot of charity work and advocation for a lot of groups in the community. And it's interesting to be able to finally give like a personal perspective on how being on the spectrum has affected my life. So yeah, my talk was called Imperfect and Very, Very Loud. If you've ever met me, you know exactly what I mean.
True.
I'm not connecting the dots at all.
No, not at all. Going through the experience with TEDx Charlotte, the speaker coaches are amazing. It was a chance to get to connect with several people who are really passionate about topics in our community. And it also was an opportunity for me to work on some of those social skills that I don't quite have down the way I want to, and talk in front of 3,000 people live on a stage, which was a heck of a thing. I'm still getting recognized in and around the community. You're like, hey, you're that girl that opened TEDx Charlotte. Yes. But what's great is it's always a nice icebreaker.
Oh my gosh. So you were first?
I was, yeah, I was the opener.
First.
I didn't see it live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got to see it on YouTube. After, so I apologize.
No, that's fine.
Wow. I wanted to watch it live. I was teaching a class.
Our office stopped.
It's true.
The conference room was packed with people.
It's true.
I mean, there was not even a seat left.
Yeah, there was the MC, and he gives this sort of introduction and the welcome. And then Naeem, who closed the 2016 TEDx Charlotte, spoke. He was one of our speaker coaches this year. Okay. And then it was me.
Wow.
I know. I'm actually really grateful for that. It sounded scary to do first, but I'm really glad I didn't have to go last.
Because then you can relax. And
because when you talk about things like being anxious and being awkward and needing to fidget, and I'm grateful I didn't have a whole day of that. I got it out of the way, and then I got to support my friends. Did I have a fidget spinner in my pocket? I had two.
That was going to be my question. Yeah. Fidget spinner or fidget cube?
I do. Oh my gosh, I have so many. I use the spinner. I like the pulsing of the weight in my hand.
Right.
There's something about that kind of pulse when it spins.
I get that. Yeah.
I'll have to show you my fidget spinner after.
Do you have really an awesome fidget spinner?
I like it.
I will happily talk.
She even has Batman shaped ones.
I do. They look like batarangs in case I get anxious at a con.
Yeah.
It looks like a part of my costume and nobody picks on me for it.
I gave that to my brother for Christmas.
They're so great.
They are actually. They're weighted really nicely, although I prefer the cube.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a ball which has little balls inside of a ball that you can push into different holes.
Oh, that's
holes
very
now.
Cool.
That's neat.
That's what I do when I read.
That's very cool. For me, when I use a cube, I use the smooth side that's like a worry stone. Because growing up as a kid, I was also a rock collector. So I tended to rub like
I had a worry stone as
yep.
a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I lost it and it was like the saddest day.
Man,
because I was riding my bike, so no idea where it went.
That's an awful feeling. Yeah. And then when you feel worried, you grab the worry stone. You see? It's cyclical and it's awful.
So, have they made a cosmic cube fidget?
You know what? I've seen all kinds of things. I've seen all kinds of things. I'm really excited to see that these therapy tools, these mindful tools, have made it into a mainstream attention.
Oh yeah,
which is really great. That we're seeing things like the cool down bottle, right? The glitter bottles, yeah. Seeing those, and that we're seeing a lot
Buddha
of like.
Boards.
Mm-hmm.
I love Buddha boards.
Yep, Buddha boards. All so kinds cool. of really great ways of.
I'm not familiar with
Ooh.
Either of those two things.
Ooh, Joran, tell her about the Buddha board.
Okay, so a Buddha board, and you can get them in various sizes and shapes. I like the little. There's a little travel one, and it's a blank board, and you have a little.
Stylus.
No, it's a
it's kind
brush.
Of a paintbrush.
It's like
it's
a paintbrush.
Like, yeah, it's like a paintbrush.
And you use it with water, and you can paint on this board, Ooh. And then it evaporates, and it's gone. And you can't ever tell that it was there. And
oh
then
my
you
goodness.
Do it again. And
wow.
then you do
it's,
it again.
It's a piece of slate?
Yeah, it's kind of like slate, yeah. Huh. And you mm-hmm. can get them in, I mean, I've seen them as big as you know, like monitor size.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really nice.
And then the cool down bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I waited until you took a
piece. I had a mouthful of pie. Pie. So the cool down bottles are the, they get called a variety of things.
I've seen them
but
glitter bottles.
It's a clear bottle or jar. I prefer them in plastic because when I need to use it and if I get fidgety, if I drop glass, it's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I use plastic and it's water and clear craft glue and then glitter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes bits of confetti, sometimes little beads. And the more glue you put in it, the longer it takes for things to settle. And so when I need that extra moment, I'll go ahead and shake it up and get that extra energy out. And then I watch it settle. And as it settles, I kind of calm back down with it. So I settle with the glitter. Oh.
That was one of our...
If you do a little twisty thing with it, it spins.
Yep.
That was one of
it's like a little cyclone of glitter.
Ooh. That was one of our like crafts that last year. Aspicon last year, you could walk up to the craft table mm-hmm. at any moment during the day and make Whoa. Yourself a glitter bottle.
So. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And the craft area is definitely returning.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We're very excited.
Yay.
We've got fun stuff in store.
Yeah. So we had a game night last week, and we get a ton of stuff from the movie people. And one of them was a fidget spinner. Instead of a 3, it was a 2.
Uh-huh.
And that was really cool, except for as I was spinning, and it was nicely weighted in the middle, and mm-hmm. as I was spinning it around, I went to stick each of the ends had a little hole in it. Well, what mm-hmm. I didn't realize was that they were bottle openers, so there was metal in there. Don't put your finger inside this fidget spinner to stop it, because so I have a little ding on my finger.
Aww.
So I had to do a PSA before I allowed the adults in the room to have the bottle opener fidget spinner, which in the one hand, it's cool because you could kind of disguise it.
Yeah, there's a...
It's a dual purpose, you know,
tool. Could also be a propeller. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, like, I just was like, if I thought to put my finger inside the hole as it was spinning around,
anybody
somebody
will.
Else
yep,
will
somebody
too.
Else will.
Especially a kid. What they
yeah,
would.
Somebody else so. Will.
But yeah, so I was like, okay, not all fidget spinners love me. That's just a fact. But but it's all good. So you guys will both be cosplaying at
We will.
Aspion. Yes. So do you know what your characters are going to be yet?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a great question. Right now I'm actually I'm part of the character meet and greet. I'm one of the superheroes you'll get a chance to meet, and I am coordinating with the other heroes in my group, the other members of the Justice League, to help organize who is who. But I can tell you that we have a really incredible Wonder Woman that's going to be here with us. She's actually based out of Atlanta and is one of the founders of the Heroes Alliance.
Oh,
she was with us last year, so we're excited to have her back. We've got a local favorite coming in my favorite version of Batman.
He's doing the 66.
He's doing Adam West. He's doing the 66 Batman. So he'll be part of the meet and greet as well.
Is that Mr. Bigley?
That's Mr.
That
Bigley.
Is. Yes, indeed.
I love that you can say Adam West Batman and yes. people in Charlotte go, you mean Al?
Yeah.
There's only one that does it justice.
He's the
yeah.
one. He's
you know,
really wonderful.
He's part of the reason why we're a couple, right?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
yeah, so Aww. So I found Starnes Lord on a site, and it was one of the sites where you have to mutually agree to like each other before you can communicate.
Right.
And
we
He evidently had already chosen me.
I liked her a lot.
I wish you guys could see the face he just made. Like, he was so tickled with himself.
But the problem was, is by the time that he came up in my options and I liked him back and it opened up the window for communication, he had already quit the site.
He'd quit the site.
So I'm sitting there going, why isn't this guy messaging me back? We're so perfect for each other. I mean, he was literally wearing a Star Wars shirt in his photo. And but it did tell you who you had in common on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we had Troy from Rebel Base. Yeah. And Al.
Oh, that's a good pair of fellas to know in this community. Yeah. I love both of them.
So I may or may not have, you know, let my fingers do the walking over to Facebook.
You poked.
Stop.
No, I totally friended him. And I was like, hey. And because he like added me back right away. But anyway, not to make it all about us, because it's all about you.
No, but that's fantastic.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, and Al's been on the show more than once. And yeah, we love him. And well, we love Troy, too. But
that goes to show you, though, the importance of connecting with people who are into the same kinds of things you're into and the things that you like.
Yeah.
That is legitimately part of the reason that we do AspieCon the way that we do.
Right. And how many times, Lindsay, have... Well, excuse me.
Not like they can't find my TEDx name on there.
Yeah. So Calista,
I'll edit that out in post.
Yeah, no, he won't. Yeah.
No, he won't.
So how many times, Calista, have people?
It's like, Calista, right?
Calista.
It's
sorry. All right.
It's all right.
I'm thinking of the Xena character.
Hey, K and J, welcome.
K and J.
But how many times have people tried to introduce us to each other, and we're like, yeah,
we've met. We've met.
That happens a lot
because, like, between Ren Faire and they're like, we're gonna send two of our best Rennies over, and I'm like, yeah, we know them.
We know them.
And they're like, we're thinking of setting up a trivia night. Well, you should really get in touch with two of the best trivia people. Yeah, we know them.
So I joke that my dear sweet darling husband, who we refer to on the con scene as diligent husband man. Because he's like the world's greatest sidekick when I'm at a con. He's like, did you drink water today? Did you pee? Do you need your zipper help? Like, are you good? He's great. He makes sure that he's always got snacks with him. But yeah, my diligent husband man and I have often joked that the reason that we got married is so we could quarantine all of the geek in Charlotte under one roof. So that if you didn't want to have to interact with us, you didn't have to. And then, of course, the Venn diagram of all of the things he and I do in the community means you're going to have to interact with us, and we apologize.
Because
we are excitable people.
But that's why great. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you too, Joran.
Yeah, well, this is why they call me the Giddy Geeker.
Exactly.
I can't help it. But it's so funny when people try to introduce you to people, and you're like, yeah, we've met.
Yeah.
Not our first date.
Yeah, my favorite is when people look at me, they'll see me at a con, and they go, DJ Spider?
Oh, that's the best.
And I laugh. Legit,
I get DJ Spider, and I'm like,
well,
no. And they're like, have you?
On
I know.
The time,
they're so. Like, have you met her? There are two 6 foot tall, red haired, cosplaying Amazons here in Charlotte. Two of us. We've met. She's actually one of my dearest friends, and I started laughing.
Oh, she's amazing.
I get mistaken for. I get it a lot at Dragon Con, people will greet me. Perhaps in ways that I was not expecting, and I'll go. You know what? I'm just gonna pass that on to my friend Spider, and so I'll see her, and I'll kind of like catch up on all the times that people
and
were like.
There are like 50% of the pictures of the two of you. You are together, so somebody may
that's true.
Not.
That's true. Well,
your cosplay pictures.
That's true.
There's usually at least one of the pictures with both of you in it.
We started taking pictures together more often so that we could prove we weren't the same person.
Yeah,
very smart.
Like we were doing that.
Mrs. Doubtfire on each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, but also like Facebook tries to auto tag us as each other, mm-hmm. and so we just screenshot it and send it to her and go, "Hey, look at this. It thought I was you. Oh, wow, that's great. Your butt looks fabulous in this." I was like, "That's why it thought it was you." So that's how that works for us.
Every time I try to upload a picture of my husband, it tags him as John Hartness.
No way. Yeah. Okay, that's funny.
That's amazing.
See, you need to dye your hair purple now.
No.
Maybe that will help.
Starting
maybe the
like,
purple
no.
will make it stop. No. But I'm like, yeah. And then
I do want to do something with this little white streak here. Just put something.
And whenever I mention it to Harkness, he's like, honey, you have a type. It's very clear. I've seen the men you dated before.
Speaking of people who have types,
shooting me a look and calling me out, Jordan.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
We have a type.
And it's totally a good type.
We know,
it's
a great type. We know the value. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So for people who missed us talling before, the date and the time and the location and how to find you on the interwebs.
So the date is April 14th. Our time is from 9:30 to 4, and we are at the Queen Sports Complex, which is down off Tivola Road. It's actually a really fun place. It's got a great outdoor space, which we're also going to be utilizing. It also has the world's largest lion statue.
It does. It is the world's largest lion statue.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, just, man.
You know, so Aslan will make an appearance.
For trivia reasons.
We were excited to find that out, and then we started doing research, and we went down the rabbit hole, and that's absolutely an AspieCon kind of thing to do.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what the second and the third and the fourth are.
Right, because I have to know. I'm curious.
I have to have a
and
list.
And how much is the difference? I mean, it could be like you could just add a little more hair on top. And
right. Right, yeah.
I don't know. But
Well, somewhere in Egypt, some guy's like, I wish I hadn't done the face of the Sphinx as a guy now. I mean, I could have gotten that world record lion.
I think that guy's dead now, just by the way. Not to bring it down or anything, but
hey,
kind of thing has already been
in
there.
Egypt.
He could be a mummy.
He could be just sitting there with Imhotep going,
I want my mummy.
Oh,
why?
You went there.
Okay.
You went there. Do.
So do you still need volunteers?
We are certainly interested in having volunteers. If you are interested in participating with AspieCon, please let us know. We've got a spot on our website where you can communicate directly with us. You can also shoot us an email at info@aspiecon.com.
Excellent. Yeah, and Geek Gala and Charlotte Geeks will be there helping
out. Yeah, so we're excited to have you guys there.
So excited.
Yeah, so I was like, this is how I want to spend my birthday weekend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Yeah, so I really appreciate what you guys do. I have family members on the spectrum, and I know that these kinds of tools and these kind of safe spaces are exactly what they need. And if you want to understand a little bit more about it, definitely go and check out your TEDx talk, which is still featured on our website, charlottegeeks.com.
Thank you.
Go and check that out, and you can watch it live. And then, of course, come back and see Calliste and Joran as they cosplay at AspieCon and other places. And certainly you can look for Calliste, K-A-L-L-I-S-T-E, cosplay on Facebook. And Joran, J-O-R-R-U-N, cosplay on Facebook as well. And you can check those girls out, those ladies, those female Amazonian warriors. Tiffles,
Amazon's
do me a favor and
sizes.
Just talk into the mic so people know you're here today.
Turn it on. Hello.
Are you alive? She turned it off to eat pie.
The pie was really good. I don't blame her.
This is the first pie I've had in about 3 years.
Well,
really?
So this good is a $8.59 pie that we got for 3.14 in celebration of the day. So if you're ever going to eat pie, today's the day.
Other than the other P-I-E day.
Why
which
are you
is
wearing
also
my
fun.
Glasses?
They were there.
Well, you know that
they have two noses.
For people who missed Pi Day, there's a second Pi Day every year.
Yes.
It's on July the 22nd because of the way that the Europeans write the date. 22/7. That is the closest fraction that approximates pi. So if you missed Pi Day in March, go ahead and do European Pi Day in July.
So that means you have to do a French apple pie or a French silk pie or something like that.
I would not argue with that. Yeah. That's such a great
German
plan.
Chocolate pie. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
German chocolate pie.
Just pie.
Just pie.
Okay, I confess. I went on Amazon.com and searched for mug cake packets, and I got a German chocolate one, so it's on my mind. It's going to take 2 days to get here, and I don't know if I can wait that long. But I'm going to try. It was a
try Prime now. Buy $35 worth of it.
Yeah. So it was an add-on item. So I have to wait 2 days. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
And definitely go check out AspieCon.
Are we out?
We're out. Well, we should be. But he keeps not hitting the button.
Push the button.
Oh, sorry.
The devil. Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.